Aleishu Chelik Aleph Reish Chaf Aleph, the 8th chapter. Kedei la'amod al mahus ha'sechel ha'enoshi. In order to understand the essence of the human mind, nisponenna b'toldei ha'sechel. Let's look at the consequences, the products perhaps, of the seichel. Adam ha'rishon ha'ya yitzur nevu'i. He was a prophetic being. Me'ichan lomad ledaber. How did he learn to speak? Obviously not the way a toddler does, be'ameinu. Hayisal ruach memalela, as we know, that's the translation Onklos gives to the term nefesh chaya, a speaking spirit. Kloima beruach hakodesh edal lishon hakodesh. It was imprinted in him, or it was given to him through some divine inspiration to know this language. Beruach hanivua she'alav omad al shorshei kol hanivuim v'nasan b'shem Moyis. Through this spirit of nevuah that he had, he could penetrate into the roots of nevuim and give them appropriate names. Darga beruach hakodesh shelo zachul ha'malachim, as the Midrash points out, a level of ruach hakodesh that even malachim could not achieve. Teichef behibaroi tzivayis HaKadosh Baruch Hu al eitz hadas v'shesh mitzvois. Immediately upon being created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him six commandments, later on a seventh one to Noach, and eitz hadas, all through nevuah. Afilu acharei chetoi. This is the most remarkable thing. Even after his chait, kasher nisal yischabois bifnei Hashem, he tried to hide, kedei shelo tesigenu nevuah, so that nevuah should not, he shouldn't achieve nevuah, an inkling of a year of Yoinah Navi, many centuries later. Loi ale saloi, he couldn't manage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him even when he was trying to avoid it. Koi tiv'is ha'isayitz lo nevuah. It is so natural for him, this phenomenon, shelo yitzlech shelo nevuah, he couldn't avoid it. V'zois bizman shel hester panim, even at the time of what counted for him as hester panim, when Hashem says, Ayeka. Asher linvi'im gdoilim kara, in contrast, very great nevi'im, sheishlihu nafsham mineged kedei lasig nevuah, they did everything they could in order to attain some glimmer of nevuah, v'lo yimatzu chazon me'Hashem, as the pasuk says in Eicha, just like it says in the days of Shmuel, nevuah was precious, was rare. He was like that, Pasuk puts it, like a child, a toddler, mamash, with his mother, totally attached, hearing Hashem all the time, attached all the time. There is a difference. The eyes opened, the new estate. What happens is that now he doesn't see himself anymore as a tiny infant who's utterly dependent on his mother. Doesn't see himself like that anymore. He sees himself as an independent being, nifrad mibro'i, distinct from his creator. He's no longer an infant carried by his mother. Rashi points out, mitzvah achas ha'isalem v'nis'arteluh heimena. They had one mitzvah, the Eitz Adas, and they were stripped of it. His eyes are opened and he sees himself in this naked existence. That's the birth of the human mind, as we know it. From this point on, he's no longer primarily a prophetic being, guided by prophecy, like the child. What he discovers is within himself there's a force that will now lead him and guide him, and he is on his own two feet. This is a point that many Rishonim point out, that before the Chait, Adam did what was incumbent upon him naturally without desires for it. We saw earlier in the Sefer, the author quoted the Ramban, who says this, like he compared this to the functioning of the sun and the moon. They do what they do. There's no issue over here of desire and will and tendencies. Just did it. But now, me'atonia boicher, now he becomes a being that chooses. His actions are always entwined with desires and he can choose good or bad. Without this concept of choice, the mind wouldn't be actualized. It wouldn't function and do what it's supposed to do. It's clear that choice, free choice, is the foundation of the mind. With Bechira, person again becomes a free agent. And as a consequence of Bechira, there's another consequence of Seichel. This is really a remarkable point. Instead of Nevoah that previously guarded him from above, one can think of a dozen different analogies. It's no longer being towed, so to speak. Now it's his own engine. And of course, a person who's got a vehicle with its own engine, so it can take turns. He's no longer being towed by the truck ahead. So the same thing here, it's no longer the Nevoah that guards him, it's now the Sechel, which is internal, that guards him. Umau mahusoy. What is the essence of it? Says the Chovos HaLevavos, He'ara ha-sichlis. When a person has an intellectual awakening, some point, he has karas ha-elokim es adam ben tzoseh la. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering or reminding the person through his mind. It's like a godly device to remind the person. Koyach hasaga adir, it's such a colossal force for understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad kedei, to the point where Chazal say in Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis, Chacham odif minavi, based on the pasuk, venovi levav chochma. A Chacham, in some sense, is greater than a Navi. And the Chovas Elevavoy is ladas o yisoy, in order to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lakir simanei chochma, to recognize the telltale signs of Hashem's wisdom. Aval, but again, going back to the previous point, Baal HaSechel enene oid kagamol aleimoy. The Baal HaSechel is no longer like the child. It's not the car being towed by the truck. Now he's got a Sechel, he's got his own engine, he can go wherever he wishes. Hu imed b'shus atzmoy, v'davka b'soich b'ulas HaSechel. It's specifically as the mind functions, hu mavchim yishel, that he discerns his independent being. The more the mind is active, the more it's powerful, the more he is himself, he is distinct. Hen oisosechel. So we have a paradox over here. The same mind that the Chovos HaLevavos says shu hazgaras Elokim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminding him, pressing the button. It's like it's a tool for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remind him of him, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, im hasagasoi hu mazkir la'adam gam esav atzmoi. By using that tool and remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, the person also remembers himself. Remembers, he has the wrong word. He notices. He's aware of himself. So we found this also in external sources. He's referring to Descartes. Yeah, René Descartes. The strongest, indeed, the only proof, the most powerful indication that he had that he exists, is his power of thought. I think, therefore, I am. And this is true. It's specifically through the functioning of the mind that a person ascertains and discerns his reality, his existence. This is the crucial difference between prophecy and intellect. In Nevoah, the person is null and void, totally passive and subjective vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point where he is non-compos mentis, as all the Mefarshim, all the Rishonim, they explain, with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu. All the Nevi'im, it was a trance. The person totally loses all his mental faculties during Nevoah. He is non-compos mentis, he's in a trance. Is totally subjective towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma she'ein ken b'hasaga sichlis. It's not so when it comes to intellectual attainments. Afilu ha'gvoha b'yoser. Even the highest, when he's attaining the most sublime thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shebahu tamid mafchin gam b'atzmo u'atzma usoy. It's always intertwined with himself and his independence and autonomy. Shehu ha'choshev. It's I who am thinking. As you said above, it's a paradox. At the very same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is contacting us and communicating with us through the mind, and that very action of the mind also emphasizes my autonomy. Why is this a paradox? Because the more a person discerns himself, the more it separates him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't allow one to draw near to him because there's this autonomy in the middle. It's amazing. So this is the Hastaras HaPanim in the mind, המקבילה לבחירה, which goes hand in hand, it's parallel to בחירה. על הבחירה כסף הרמב"ן, we saw this before. והנה אחרי אוכלה מן העץ, after the eat from the tree, היסה בידו הבחירה, he had a choice ורצונו, לרע או להיטיב, he could choose to do good or bad, בין לו יבין לאחרים, both to himself, to others. וזוהי מידה סלוקי מצד אחד, on the one hand, that's a godly attribute, לרע לו אדם יש לו יצר ותאמו, but it's, on the other hand, it's negative for the person, because it's not purely motivated, there's always תאווה. בדיוק מקביל לזה, exactly parallel to this, גם השכל הוא מידה סלוקי מצד אחד. The mind too has these two aspects. On the one hand, a godly attribute, הזכרה סלוקי מסעד אדם, איזה חובה שלו בויס, says, הקדוש ברוך הוא speaks to us and reminds us of him through the mind, ומעיד אחור רע על האדם. On the other hand, there's a negative aspect over here for the person. שלא היסה במצב הנבואי לפני החית. An aspect that wasn't present before the chית when he was a prophetic being. Because the more the mind acts, the more there's this autonomous sensation that hides a Kadosh Baruch Hu from him. Ein manois misetiras, we can't escape this paradox. Ela imken, unless shaseichel achrei shisiga sagasoi yevatel es atzmoi. The trick here, and I'm using it in a positive sense, is that the mind, after it attains something, must do what Nevuah did, which is to subjugate himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and remove that mechitza. It's remarkable, this point. Hu Hashem Matzinu b'chazal, Chazal pointed as follows, Ein divrei Torah miskeimin, divrei Torah only endure, elo b'mishem meisim atzmoi ke'ilu einoi, except in a person that makes himself as if he isn't. She'akiyum she'divrei Torah ba'adam, I'm translating as the endurance of the words of Torah, but the author says kiyum shtar. It's used in the same vein as Chazal speak about kiyum shtar, the validation of a shtar. Yeah? So to validate the words of Torah, to make them real and authentic, eino elo b'zeh shivatel atzmi, is to go to what he was when he was a prophetic being and be mevatel himself towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because otherwise his increased intellectual achievement at this point will do the opposite. It'll emphasize to him his independence and distance him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam uvhima tishia Hashem, that pasuk, Chazal comment, elu bnei Adam ha'arumim bedas. It's a reference to people who are cunning in a positive sense over here. Umesimin atzman kivheimam. The author understands it to mean what we're saying, be mevatel themselves. Haseichil ha'arum b'yoseh, the most cunning mind, the most advanced mind, mechayev hispatlus. ודווקא בסוך התבטלוס זוי אדם זוכה להכרה אמיתית. Through that, a person reaches then a true recognition of Hashem, כי בזה הוא מסלק את המחיצה האחרונה, החוצצת בפני ראי הסמס. By doing that, he removes that last partition that separates him from seeing the truth, meaning as ההבחנה העצמית שבזכר, to see himself as something independent and autonomous and distinct and distant from הקדוש ברוך הוא. נמצא, what emerges from this discussion is, כי שכל מביא למטרסוי האמיתית. The mind brings us to our true objective, only once it has accomplished something, it's mevatel. They don't know this. Of course, they know of the intellect, and they achieve enormous intellectual achievements. But the consequences, what they derive from that is exactly the opposite, the greater sense of independence, greater sense. Perhaps this is why, with the tremendous advances in science and technology, one sees more and more this, that the world is moving further and further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and placing man at the center. Perhaps that's related. She'yema'atu es atzmam, to davka, to minimize oneself, im kol ma she'asichel pasigisa, the more the mind accomplishes, zoi nachalas chachmei Yisrael. That's a feature and a property of Chachmei Yisrael. You don't find that elsewhere. Lo yizachisi l'avin, Hashem me'ir einai. Those types of expressions. Kach misbat'im Chachmei Yisrael be'etzem chareifusam. This is how Chachmei Yisrael express themselves in the intense sharpness. Ve'yesh, this is a slightly different level. Ve'asechel einu mechakel be'isbatlusui ad achrei ha'asagal. But the mind doesn't wait for this stage until after he's understood. Even in the midst of understanding something, there's a sense of this. Amru Chachamim is quoting here the Ochoi Tzadikim. Hasechel wa boishes, a boishes wa sechel. There's a connection here between the mind and the sense of boishes. Ki al ha'adam v'chava ne'emar v'yushnim arumim. Ha'adam v'ishto v'lo yisposhashu. They were naked and they didn't feel any sense of embarrassment. V'lo yigedim derech tzini'us v'lovchim metov v'lra. They did not know how to discern, to distinguish between the bad and the good. U'lacha she'achlu me'etz adas ne'emar v'tipokach na'inei shenehem. V'chen kol ba'alei chim zu lasi adam. And so to all living creatures other than man, elam busha hoil ve'elam chokhma. So it goes together. With chokhma comes busha, with busha comes chokhma. The two go together. And the author in our context says that's a stage where a person doesn't wait until after the attainment to feel that he's butlus, but even in its midst. Hasechel hayodea me'alikui shelo ve'esteponim. A mind that knows this deficiency that is inherent and innate in its existence. The hester upon him, again, which is innate to its own existence, that the mind is davka that which makes us feel autonomous and different from Hashem. What I just said, such a mind feels a sense of embarrassment to this deficiency. And therefore, the more it's active, the more it understands, feels this awkwardness because of this sense of selfishness, but not selfishness like we normally mean it, autonomy, which is within. But by feeling this awkwardness, then it reaches a true understanding. We're speaking about the paradox within the mind itself. On the one hand, it's the tool that Hashem uses to communicate with us. On the other hand, it reminds us of ourselves. Ve'im seichel ze, that's just a seichel by itself, but if this mind, sheichen besoch guf megusham, if it inhabits a physical body, umismazeg bechos aguf midos shanois, and then it spreads through various bodily appetites and different midos, then tisracheva gashatz mis b'yeses, that sense of self grows much, much stronger. Ve'alulu lifnois legamre l'shivos gufonios, and then the mind might turn totally to external aspirations, to physical aspirations. He quotes the Gemara in Sotah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Kol ha-melemetes bitoy tira, kilu melamda tiflus. That halacha amar b'yavau, ma'itam ad Rabbi Eliezer, l'chsiv, ani chokhma shokhanti orma. And the point is, kivan shechnesa chokhma ba'adam, once wisdom comes into the person, nechnesa imoy armumis. Once it comes into the person, and as we said, it's no longer just a disembodied mind, it's an intellect. It's now within the body and all sorts of other influences, then there's even more of a danger of totally turning towards physical things. The more throughout the development of the Talmid Chacham, sharpening his mind, in attaining the depth of Torah, throughout those stages, he's accompanied by the obligation to pay attention to these properties of the mind that we explained in this chapter. Throughout the coming chapters, we have to remember the innate, built-in contradiction of the human mind. The sense of self of the mind is an obstacle to recognizing Hashem. Ve'shelahakara amitis magi ha'sechel, rak barir shemevatel et etzmei. The sechel only reaches true understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's mevatel mitzav ki'ilu einoi, like that source that we saw above, ki'ilu einoi, and say it above, chaf alef. Kloma hatzlachas adam b'chonios tluya b'zeh. A person's success b'chonios depends on this, sheyeda l'achnias etzmei. That he knows to make himself more humble. The greater he becomes, the greater his humility should be. As we explained in the previous set of essays, we spoke about arrogance.